Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
Q100 and the Burt Show. We are live in LA for the American Idol finale. And frankly disappointed.
Well, not everybody. No,
Wendy got it right,
show,
though.
Wendy's not disappointed.
But yeah, I'm 2 for 2.
Yeah, I
mean, that's true.
The show itself, I thought was, we got a lot of ground to cover here. Mm-hmm. It started off slow. I thought this was going to be a long night.
What are you talking about, man? Hall & Oates. Michael McDonald.
I know. Yeah.
Chicago.
I thought the show was great. I still am completely shocked that Crystal Bowersox did not win the whole thing. She's clearly the better singer. Clearly.
Well, I'm going to start calling it the Chris Allen effect, because this is the second year in a row that I think the lesser talented performer won. But I think it's because America wants clean cut and they don't want unique. And it's kind of scary to me.
I think when when we try to predict from now on, you really have to think. And this is not difficult for me, like a 15-year-old girl.
You really do.
That's really, I mean, who's winning? Chris Allen last year, dude this year.
Yep. Well, and all the signs in the audience were all for Lee DeWise. I mean, it was tough to find a Crystal Bowersox poster or T-shirt on anybody. But I still think, that's what America wanted, just because Crystal... I think it's too confident.
Have you talked to Millie Pete?
I think
Pete
she knows
since?
She's good.
Have you talked to Millie Pete since last night to find out if, despite his low crotch,
she picked Lee though. She picked him. She was right.
Right, but
poofy
despite
hair in the back.
Yeah,
yeah, the poofy hair and the low crotch.
Can he be successful with a low crotch? According to an 81-year-old Nashville woman.
You know what? My 81-year-old Nashville woman kicked our ass
at
our prediction,
she
knew that the gappy teeth dreadlock girl wasn't going to be able to. They can't walk in heels.
America at large does not like that.
Exactly. Right. She was right.
This is all based on an email that Melissa's mom sent Melissa a couple of days ago that said Lee would win, but was very critical of his, his low crotch pants.
She was like critical of both. She said, wait a second, she's got the dreadlocks and the gappy teeth and she can't walk in heels, but he has the poofy hair in the back and the low crotch, meaning his pants were hung down too low. So she was trying to figure out America at large, and that was her quote on what they would like, and she thought they would like Lee better, and she was right.
I thought Lee was, I mean, he was genuinely, I think, shocked that he won based on last night.
Just like Chris Allen was last year.
They were really shocked.
That he actually won it. And I think we have to talk about what Wendy said, that Crystal was too confident for America.
Well, obviously.
What do you mean?
I think she's obviously talented, but she knows she's a good singer. She's been doing this since she was a tiny tot. And I think when the judges go to give compliments, like, you know, when you take in a compliment, you say, thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you. Oh my goodness. And which is what Lee did the entire show. He was genuinely taking in a compliment, where I think Crystal was like, yeah, I know I did great, which should be the normal thing for people to do. Said, yeah, I know I did great. And
but you think she should have been like more humble?
Humble and genuine about taking it in. And
I don't think that's it. I think it's all marketing. I think that Lee is a good looking guy and he markets to young girls.
I just think it's going to be hard singing a famous U2 song.
Yeah, I don't know how he's going to do that.
I don't know.
So how can that be his singing? How can you do that better than U2?
In his defense, he belted that song out so much better last night than he did the night before.
Like in the he wasn't nervous anymore.
In the performance show, he did awful. And last night in the finale after he won, he
much better
owned it.
Yeah. I just hope
better, but still, I don't know. How do you own a U2 song?
Yeah, it wasn't even that. It wasn't that long ago that it was a hit.
Right.
Exactly. And I think though that it would be a shame if Crystal's performance the other night that brought chills and tears to most of us, if that wasn't released as a single too. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they should release both of them. You know,
I think his first,
but her. You know, I do think that single, because I think she will be fine. Everybody thinks she's going to be fine, but that single, I mean, the way she did it. It would be a shame if it was lost.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Now the show itself, I mean, Bret Michaels coming out
on
stage.
Oh my
which
gosh.
Melissa Carter props.
I called that one. Melissa got something right. But
that was incredible. That guy just blows me away.
Yeah.
He is not letting anything hold him back. Yeah. And I can't believe he did it.
And he looked great.
Awesome.
He looked great.
He looked great.
That was a highlight, I think, of the night for most. Mm-hmm.
I think highlight for me was Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
And how much fun Crystal Bowersox was having on stage with Alanis Morissette. Like, she was laughing and rocking it out. Yeah. And obviously, none of us have been able to watch the show back on a DVR or anything. Mm-hmm. But what I saw, because I was watching the stage performance, so I don't know what camera angles they used.
On
but
TV.
Like, Crystal was air guitaring and air drumming and laughing and like pumping her fists when Alanis was singing her parts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just thrilled to be there. And that hug at the end of their performance, I don't know how much of that made it on TV, but that was a genuine, this is the coolest night of my life.
You know, Jen said, when we were talking in the theater, Jen said that, you know, Crystal has this attitude of like, she's just ready for anything.
Yeah.
And she's living moment to moment, and you could really see it in that performance.
Totally. Yeah. Night before last, she said something into the mic at the end of the night, like, I'm just ready for anything. And just was like so present and open and just like living in the moment. I thought, what a great attitude. Like, what a great way to live your life. I'm just ready for anything. Like, I just loved that. And, and you're right. That Alanis Morissette thing, she was just ready for anything. Yeah. And she rocked it with her, first of all. The both of them singing that song together was incredible. And it's like a girl anthem. And, like, I don't know. It was just killer to see those two together.
I know who wasn't ready for what they got was Big Mike and the Doobie Brothers.
I thought he did
a good job.
I think he did, too. But I think if I'm Big Mike, I feel a little bit ripped off.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why couldn't I have sung a little bit before Janet Jackson came out on stage?
Yeah.
Or could I have such a little soulful that came out on stage?
Yes.
But I
thought Big Mike really hung in there with him at the end.
I think he did a good job, but I think probably when they broke it to him and they said, look, we're going to pair you up with Mike McDonald or Michael McDonald.
He probably went, who?
Right.
Yeah.
He's like,
and then he did kill it.
And then from the Doobie Brothers, he's like, oh, that's great. Blues Brothers? No. Doobie Brothers.
But it seemed like he already knew that song.
Well, like, how do you know that? I mean, he could have learned it last week.
He seemed so comfortable and confident with it, though.
He just owns it on stage. And they were doing the cheesy dance and stuff.
Yeah,
and
they were doing
like
that.
He was just like, he was bouncing his shoulders. And he's like, look, I got to be out here. And there's 25 million people watching. And I don't care. I'm going to goof around.
But the Simon Cowell tribute, I thought was neat.
It was fantastic. When everybody came out on stage like that.
Everybody came out on stage.
That was so cool. Neat. And we have to, Melissa and I actually were just in the elevator with Taylor Hicks last night, just following the show. We were in there and I asked him, because I talked to him on the red carpet as well, but I asked him in the elevator, I said, what happened to David Cook? Because David Cook was the only winner who wasn't there on stage. I mean, everybody else who had won the show was there. And he said that he was locked into a gig that he couldn't get out of.
Really?
What a bummer.
He was playing some show that he couldn't get out of. And he was like, man, I know how that goes. You know, when you're locked into a contract, they can sue you and this and that and the other thing. So I think he was on the road gigging and couldn't be here.
He missed out big time on that.
Yeah, for him.
Here, Bird Show.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.